1-888-TREETOPS or treetops.com, a direct connection. Still plenty of summer and fall left, and great activities here at Treetops. Monday, we can only pray that we have this kind of weather that we're having up here now, sunny and beautiful. And Ann says we are going to, like 75 sunny degrees Monday for the tournament. We all remember 2014 when we had the great tsunami of rainstorms, which apparently, according to some statistics, was 500 years ago, because we had it again, that great rain, just a few weeks ago at the end of June. Be that as it may, thanks to all the sponsors who are helping over 55,000 kids through these fabulous four charities that we support. You'll hear a lot more about this come Monday, but I also want to thank these folks who are whole sponsors and more. One Magnify, Penske, Piston Group, Plunkett Cooney, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Signal Restoration Services, Sneth Camp Incorporated, The Parade Company, Yatuma's Foundation for the Kids, Howard & Howard Attorneys, Michigan Medicine, National Electric Contractors Association, and Park West Gallery, added to the list of all those that I have mentioned and thanked. I hope you'll do business with these people who give back to the community. And all of those companies represent a lot of hardworking men and women, and they are helping over 55,000 kids a year in these children's charities. Meanwhile, we have a story that is of local note. The story, Dateline Reuters in New York today. Trevor Milton, the billionaire founder and former chief executive of Nikola Corporation, was criminally charged yesterday with defrauding investors by lying to them about the electric and hydrogen-powered truck maker that, as I say, I think has some local connections, but I know who knows. It's our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne.
And, Paul, he had some big local connections. 39-year-old Trevor Milton made some big promises to important people, and now he's accused of fraud, as you said. Authorities say he relied on a public relation blitz of social media, TV, and podcast interviews to whip up interest in the company and then drive up the company's stock price. He also became one of the world's 100 richest people and lauded as an innovative entrepreneur. Well, one prosecutor said Milton lied about every aspect of the business. We're talking about Nikola here. Statements included that Nikola had built an electric and hydrogen-powered Badger pickup truck from the ground up, developed the batteries in-house, even though he did know that the company was buying those batteries elsewhere, and had early success in creating a Nikola One semi-truck he knew did not work. Officials said the closest Nikola ever came to driving its truck was when the company engineers rolled the prototype down a hill so it could be filmed for a commercial. So here's the Detroit connection. Only a few months ago, General Motors was forced to dump its plans to acquire an equity stake in Nikola. The company had worked out a $2 billion deal with the company, and GM CEO Mary Barra said she was excited by the partnership. Well, GM ultimately forced to defend the deal, saying it had conducted appropriate diligence before getting into it. GM now, by the way, has a relationship to develop hydrogen-powered long-haul trucks with Navistar. A judge allowed Milton to go free on a $100 million bond. His attorney says he's not guilty. There was no fraud, he says. Each criminal count could get a maximum prison term of 20 to 25 years. Nikola, the company, not charged, and says it's cooperating with the investigation. And Paul W., one cannot help but think this is shades of Elizabeth Holmes. You might remember her with the Theranos scandal. She was the one that had that blood machine that supposedly could analyze blood with just a few drops, and it all turned out to be a scam.
Ugh, boy, oh boy. If some of these people would just stick to the legal road, they'd still probably do very well. Some people apparently cannot. And I mean, I can't help but think, Marie Osborne, when you tell this story, that they actually had engineers who had to push the truck downhill to get a picture of it rolling like it's rolling under its own power. How did they think for a second they were going to be able to keep that quiet.
Well, there's that. Now, we do understand that prototypes are just that. They're prototypes. They're designs. Sometimes they're life size and all that. So a lot of times they don't necessarily work. But they were taking a lot of orders for this truck. They were claiming to take orders for the truck when, in fact, maybe they really weren't taking that many orders for the truck because people would see this great design and saw it rolling or saw it, you know, moving. So they thought,
right,
this is a, yeah. So that's where the prosecutors say they have they had a real problem with all this. And obviously, this 39-year-old Trevor Milton, brilliant guy, knew how to manage the public relations side of his business. It's the other side that maybe had a little problem.
Is it? It's astonishing. And now this is maybe the second or third time I've heard it. A judge allowing someone to go free on a $100 million bond.
Yes.
I mean, wow.
Yes, that he had the money to put up that bond, and he's out. You know, and he, of course, deserves a fair trial and a defense. His attorney says he's not guilty. They say they're going to prove that in court. So we'll see how that shakes out.
I think if he is found guilty, and I hope he isn't, but if he's found guilty, they can get his engineers to put him in a car and push him downhill to prison.
And a very,
just a thought.
Actually, yeah, there you go. And I don't know if you saw some of these prototypes or the designs. They were pretty snazzy looking, actually.
Well, you can make some things look pretty doggone good, especially
right,
if they don't
that's
really
exactly
have to work.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing, apparently.
All right, Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst here. And